The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. I'm Kurt Benrud with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow up later in the show. And so, for starters, let's go with the plays. In Raleigh or Cary, we've got Bob Marley's Three Little Birds at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, March 13th at 5 p.m. At Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, we've got Broadway Series South offering The King and I on Saturday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. At North Carolina State University in the Titmus Theater, we've got The Royal Family on Friday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m. At Raleigh Little Theater, we've got Ken Ludwig's Baskerville on Sunday, April 21st at 3 p.m. And in the Fletcher Opera Theater, North Carolina Theater is producing Murder for Two on Saturday, April 27th at 2 p.m. In Durham and Chapel Hill, for starters, we have Life of Galileo at Playmakers on Tuesday, March 5th at 7:30 p.m. Dear Evan Hansen at the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, on Saturday, March 16th at 8 p.m. Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, also at DPAC, on Saturday, April 6th at 2 p.m. How I Learned to Drive at Playmakers on Tuesday, April 9th, 7:30 p.m. And Anastasia at DPAC on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m. Moving over to Greensboro or Winston-Salem, Triad Stage is offering Two Trains Running on Saturday, March 30th at 2 p.m. Going down to Fayetteville now, Cape Fear Regional Theater has Trumbo on Sunday, March 10th at 2 p.m., and they also have The Cake on Saturday, April 20th at 2 p.m. Switching over to movies now, the following theaters show movies with audio description in the area here. There's the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. The Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway, also in Raleigh. The Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary. And the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex. And finally, the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. These are all Regal Theaters, and Regal Theater has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about which movies are playing at what time in their theaters. I'm going to give you the number here. What you'll do is call the number and then follow the menu prompts, and very soon you'll know which movies are playing at what times. The number is 844-462-7342. Once again, that is 844-462-7342, and you follow the prompts, either picking the movie or picking the theater, and just move forward from there. So, what movies are available? Well, opening this week, we've got Fighting With My Family, rated PG-13, that plays at all six of these theaters, and I'll run through them again. There's the North Hills, the Crossroads in Cary, the White Oak in Garner, Briar Creek in Raleigh, Beaver Creek in Apex, and Timberline in Chapel Hill. There's How to Train Your Dragon. This is a part two, How to Train Your Dragon. Hang on just a second here. Let me get the full information. It's How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. It's rated PG, also playing at all six of those theaters. Run the Race is rated PG. It's playing at the Crossroads in Cary and the White Oak in Garner. So those are the new openings this week. Moving down for ones that have been around for a bit, there's Alita, Battle Angel, rated PG-13, playing at all six of these theaters. Aquaman, rated PG-13, is still playing at the Crossroads in Cary, the White Oak in Garner, and the Briar Creek in Raleigh. Arctic, rated PG-13, is playing only at the Crossroads in Cary. Cold Pursuit, rated R, is at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Glass, rated PG-13, is at the North Hills, Crossroads, and White Oak. Green Book, rated PG-13, only at Crossroads. Happy Death Day to You. It appears to be a sequel to a movie called Happy Death Day. It's rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Isn't It Romantic, rated PG-13, plays at North Hills, Crossroads, White Oak, Briar Creek, and Beaver Creek. In other words, everywhere except the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Mary Poppins Returns is rated PG, plays at the Crossroads in Cary. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, rated PG, plays at the Beaver Creek in Apex. The Lego Movie 2, the second part, rated PG. North Hills, Crossroads, White Oak, and Briar Creek. The Prodigy, rated R, plays also at North Hills, Crossroads, White Oak, and Briar Creek, as does The Upside, rated PG-13. So that's basically for all three of those movies. It's everything except the Beaver Creek in Apex and the Timberline in Chapel Hill. And What Men Want, rated R, plays at all of the theaters except for the Timberline. So that's the thumbnail sketch of the movies. Now let's take a somewhat closer look at them. A Fighting With My Family, which is rated PG-13 for language throughout, drug content, crude and sexual material, and some violence, runs 1 hour and 48 minutes. Fighting With My Family is a heartwarming comedy based on the incredible true story of WWE superstar Paige. Born into a tight-knit wrestling family, Paige and her brother Zach are ecstatic when they get the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to try out for the WWE. But when only Paige earns a spot in the competitive training program, she must leave her family and face this new cutthroat world alone. Paige's journey pushes her to dig deep, fight for her family, and ultimately prove to the world that what makes her different is the very thing that can make her a star. This is a comedy drama. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 44 minutes. As Hiccup fulfills his dream of creating a peaceful dragon utopia, Toothless' discovery of an untamed, elusive mate draws the night fury away. When danger mounts at home and Hiccup's reign as village chief is tested, both dragon and rider must make impossible decisions to save their kind. And this, of course, is an animation. Run the Race is rated PG. It runs for 1 hour and 40 minutes. in Run the Race, two desperate brothers sacrifice today for a better tomorrow. Reeling from his mother's death and his father's abandonment, Zach, an all-state athlete, finds glory on the football field, working to earn a college scholarship and the brother's ticket out of town. When a devastating injury puts Zach and his dreams on the sidelines, David laces up his track cleats to salvage their future and point Zach toward hope. So once again, those are the new ones opening this week. Now we'll take a look at the ones that have been around for a bit. There's Alita, Battle Angel, rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence, action, and some language. It runs 2 hours and 2 minutes. From visionary filmmakers James Cameron, who did Avatar, and Robert Rodriguez, who did Sin City, comes Alita, Battle Angel, an epic adventure of hope and empowerment. When Alita, played by Rosa Salazar, awakens with no memory of who she is in a future world she does not recognize, she is taken in by Ido, played by Christopher Waltz, a compassionate doctor who realizes that somewhere in this abandoned cyborg shell is the heart and soul of a young woman with an extraordinary past. As Alita learns to navigate her new life and the treacherous streets of Iron City, Ido tries to shield her from her mysterious history, while her street-smart new friend Hugo, played by Kian Johnson, offers instead to help trigger her memories. But it is only when the deadly and corrupt forces that run the city come after Alita that she discovers a clue to her past. She has unique fighting abilities that those in power will stop at nothing to control. If she can stay out of their grasp, she could be the key to saving her friends, her family, and the world she's grown to love. And this is a science fiction fantasy, action-adventure romance. Aquaman, rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence, action, and some language, runs for 2 hours and 23 minutes. The film reveals the story of half-human, half-Atlantean Arthur Curry, that is to say, the origin story of Arthur Curry, and takes him on the journey of his lifetime, one that will not only force him to face who he really is, but to discover if he is worthy of who he was born to be. And this is a sci-fi action-adventure. Arctic, rated PG-13 for language and some bloody images, runs 1 hour and 37 minutes. A man stranded in the Arctic after an airplane crash must decide whether to remain in the relative safety of his makeshift camp or to embark on a deadly trek through the unknown in hopes of making it out alive. And this is a drama. Cold Pursuit, rated R for some language, sexual references, drug material, and strong violence, runs for 1 hour and 58 minutes. An action thriller infused with irreverent humor stars Liam Neeson as Nels Coxman, a family man whose quiet life with his wife, played by Laura Dern, is upended following the mysterious death of their son. And Nels' search for justice turns into a vengeful hunt for Viking, played by Tom Bateman, a drug lord he believes is connected to the death. As one by one each of Viking's associates disappear, Nels goes from upstanding citizen to ice-cold vigilante, letting nothing and no one get in his way. And this is an action-adventure drama. Glass, rated PG for violence, including some bloody images and thematic elements and language, runs for 2 hours and 9 minutes. From the previous movie Unbreakable, Bruce Willis returns as David Dunn, as does Samuel Jackson as Elijah Price, known by his pseudonym Mr. Glass. Joining from the other previous movie, Split, are James McAvoy, reprising his role as Kevin Wendell Crum, and the multiple identities who reside within, and Anya Taylor-Joy as Casey Cook, the only captive to survive an encounter with the Beast. Following the conclusion of Split, Glass finds Dunn pursuing Crumb's superhuman figure of the Beast in a series of escalating encounters, while the shadowy presence of Price emerges as an orchestrator who holds secrets critical to both men. This is a sci-fi fantasy suspense thriller. Green Book is rated PG-13 for thematic content, smoking, racial epithets and language, along with some violence and suggestive material. It runs for 2 hours and 10 minutes. When Tony Lip, played by Viggo Mortensen, a bouncer from an Italian-American neighborhood in the Bronx, is hired to drive Dr. Don Shirley, played by Mahershala Ali, a world-class black pianist on a concert tour from Manhattan to the Deep South, they must rely on the Green Book to guide them to the few establishments that were then safe for African Americans. Confronted with racism, danger, as well as unexpected humanity and humor, they are forced to set aside differences to survive and thrive on the journey of a lifetime. This is a comedy drama. Happy Death Day to You, rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual material, language, and violence, runs for 1 hour and 40 minutes. Collegian Tree Gelbman wakes up in horror to learn that she's stuck in a parallel universe. Her boyfriend Carter is now with someone else, and her friends and fellow students seem to be completely different versions of themselves. When Tree discovers that Carter's roommate has been altering time, she forces herself once again to finds herself once again the target of a masked killer. When the psychopath starts to go after her inner circle, Tree soon realizes that she must die over and over again to save everyone. And this is a horror comedy. Isn't It Romantic is rated PG-13 for some sexual material, language, and a brief drug reference. It runs 1 hour and 28 minutes. New York City architect Natalie, played by Rebel Wilson, works hard to get noticed at her job, but is more likely to be asked to deliver coffee and bagels than to design the city's next skyscraper. And if things weren't bad enough, Natalie, a lifelong cynic when it comes to love, has an encounter with a mugger that renders her unconscious, waking to discover that her life has suddenly become her worst nightmare. A romantic comedy, and she is the leading lady. This is a romance, a comedy, and a science fiction fantasy, all rolled into one. Mary Poppins Returns is rated PG-13. And it runs 2 hours, it's rated PG. It runs 2 hours and 10 minutes. The film is set in 1930s Depression-era London, the time period of the original novels, and is drawn from the wealth of material in P.L. Travers' additional 7 books. In the story, Michael, played by Ben Whitshaw, and Jane, played by Emily Mortimer, are now grown up. With Michael, his 3 children, and their housekeeper, Ellen, played by Walters, living on Cherry Tree Lane. After Michael suffers a personal loss, the enigmatic nanny, Mary Poppins, played by Emily Blunt, re-enters the lives of the Banks family, and along with the optimistic street lamplighter, Jack, played by Lin-Manuel Miranda, uses her unique magical skills to help the family rediscover the joy and wonder missing in their lives. Mary Poppins also introduces the children to a new assortment of colorful and whimsical characters, including her eccentric cousin, Topsy, played by Meryl Streep. And this is a musical. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse matches bold storytelling with striking animation for a purely enjoyable adventure with heart, humor, and plenty of superhero action. Bitten by a radioactive spider in the subway, Brooklyn teenager Miles Morales suddenly develops mysterious powers that transform him into the one and only Spider-Man. When he meets Peter Parker, he soon realizes that there are many others who share his special high-flying talents. Miles must now use his newfound skills to battle the evil Kingpin, a hulking madman who can open portals into other universes and pull different versions of Spider-Man into our world. This is an animated action-adventure movie. The Lego Movie 2, the second part, is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 46 minutes. It's been 5 years since everything was awesome, and the citizens are facing a huge new threat. Lego Duplo, invaders from outer space, wrecking everything faster than they can rebuild. The battle to defeat them and restore harmony to the Lego universe will take Emmett, Lucy, Batman, and their friends to faraway, unexplored worlds, including a strange galaxy where everything is a musical. It will test their courage, creativity, and master building skills, and reveal just how special they really are. And this is an animated movie. The Prodigy is rated R for disturbing and bloody images, for brief graphic nudity, a sexual reference, and violence. It runs 1 hour and 32 minutes. In her much-anticipated foray into the horror-thriller genre, Taylor Schilling stars in The Prodigy as Sarah, a mother whose young son Miles' disturbing behavior signals that an evil, possibly supernatural force has taken him. Fearing for her family's safety, Sarah must grapple with her maternal instinct to love and protect Miles in favor of investigating what or who is causing his dark turn. She is forced to look for answers in the past, taking the audience on a wild ride where the line between perception and reality remains blurry. And this is of the horror genre. The Upside is rated PG-13 for suggestive content and drug use. It runs 1 hour and 58 minutes. Philip is a wealthy quadriplegic who needs a caretaker to help him with his day-to-day routine in his New York penthouse. He hires Dell, a struggling parolee who's trying to reconnect with his ex and his young son. Despite coming from two different worlds, an unlikely friendship starts to blossom as Dell and Philip rediscover the joy of living life to the fullest. And this is a comedy drama. And finally, we have What Men Want, which is rated R and runs for 1 hour and 57 minutes. It includes some drug material, sexual content throughout, and language. Ali Davis, played by Taraji P. Henson, is a successful sports agent who's constantly boxed out by her male colleagues. When Ali is passed up for a well-deserved promotion, she questions what else she needs to do to succeed in a man's world, until she gains the ability to hear men's thoughts. With her newfound power, Ali looks to outsmart her colleagues as she races to sign the next basketball superstar. But the lengths she has to go to will put her relationship with her best friends and a potential new love interest, played by Aldis Hodge, to the test. And this genre, of course, is comedy. And because we're running a little short on time here, I'm just going to give you some preview information on a few of the plays. Life of Galileo at Playmakers on Tuesday, March 5th at 7:30 p.m. It's by Bertolt Brecht, adapted by Joseph Disher, and it's directed by Vivian Benesch. Galileo Galilei, Father, Hero, Heretic. When chance discovery leads to evidence of a seismic shift in scientific thinking, Galileo sparks a dangerous dispute with authority. To challenge the idea that the Earth is the center of the universe is to challenge the all-powerful Roman Catholic Church. Brecht's dramatization of the battle between belief and reason considers whether proof matters when dogma reigns. Featuring original music by Justin Ellington and directed by Playmakers producing artistic director Vivian Bench. The Guardian says, if one master work seems more timely than ever, it is Life of Galileo. I can't think of a more prescient play for our times. The number to call to make reservations is 919-962-7529. Once again, that's 919-962-7529. And tickets on their audio description night are only $15. Jumping over to Winston-Salem, we have Two Trains Running at the Triad Stage on Saturday. I'm sorry, hang on just a second here. That runs on March 30th, so we're going to save that for another show. But in Fayetteville at the Cape Fear Regional Theater is Trumbo. It's March 10th. It's a Sunday, 2 p.m. performance. Two words of two-time Academy Award-winning screenwriter and novelist Dalton Trumbo come to life in a humorous memoir. Dalton's wit made him a Hollywood legend. His politics made him legendary. The irreverent and impish play brings a fresh and contemporary commentary on themes of fatherhood, truth, and integrity. The number to call for more information is 910-323-4234. That's 910-323-4234. And we have run out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benrood for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any comments or questions, you know, do call in and give us a word about it. In the meantime, hopefully we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater.